This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The 56th meeting of the GST Council will begin today in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the two-day meeting. The Council is expected to deliberate on India's next-generation GST reforms, including rationalization of tax rates and simplification of compliance. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, during his Independence Day address this year, highlighted how goods and services tax has benefited the nation. Mr. Modi had underscored the importance of the next generation of reforms under GST, which will bring relief to the common man, farmers, middle class and MSMEs. The next generation GST reforms will be unveiled on Diwali, reducing taxes on essential goods and providing relief to local vendors and consumers.
पिछले 8 साल से हमने जीएसटी का बहुत बड़ा रिफॉर्म किया, पूरे देश में टैक्स के बर्डन को कम किया और 8 साल के बाद समय की मांग है कि हम एक बार उसको रिव्यू करें। हमने एक हाई पावर कमेटी को बिठा करके रिव्यू शुरू किया, राज्यों से भी विचार विमर्श किया। हम नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स लेकर के आ रहे हैं, ये दिवाली के अंदर आपके लिए तोहफा बन जाएंगे।
Prime Minister of Singapore Lawrence Wong arrived in New Delhi yesterday evening on a three-day visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Both leaders are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions tomorrow. During the visit, the Singapore Prime Minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman met Prime Minister of Singapore in New Delhi last night. The discussions focused on strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership across key areas of trade and investment, fintech, skill development, sustainability, healthcare and connectivity. During the meeting, both sides agreed to further deepen cooperation in these domains. The citizens of Nepal and Bhutan entering India by land or air will not be required to furnish a passport or visa as earlier. Ministry of Home Affairs has notified the Immigration and Foreigners Exemption Order 2025, pointing out some major exemptions from requirements related to valid passports, travel documents and visas for specific categories of individuals and carriers. The death toll in Afghanistan's earthquake has crossed 1,400 with thousands injured as rescue operations continue. The devastating earthquake of magnitude 6 struck the eastern part of Afghanistan on Sunday, with the epicenter located 27 kilometers northeast of Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province. The number of casualties is expected to rise as the quake reduced many homes to rubble. The Super 4 stage of Asia Cup hockey will begin today at Rajgir in Bihar after the conclusion of group stage India-China. In the Super 4 round, all teams will play against each other once. In chess, the prestigious FIDE Grand Suisse 2025 is set to begin today at the Silk Road Expo in Samarkand, Uzbekistan. Running until September 15, the tournament is one of the most important events in world chess. All eyes are on R. Pragyanand, India's highest-rated player and current world number 4, as he leads the field as the top seed in the open section. Joining him in the formidable Indian squad are world champion D. Gukesh, Arjun Erigesi and defending champion Vidit Gujrati. Adding to the excitement, India's women champion Divya Deshmukh is making headlines by competing in the open section as well. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and his New Zealand partner Michael Venus continued their impressive run at the US Open 2025, advancing to the men's doubles quarterfinals with a commanding straight sets victory. The Indo-Kiwi pair defeated the fourth-seeded German duo of Kevin Kravets and Tim Putz 6-4, 6-4 in the pre-quarterfinals today. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan, Gujarat, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha and Vidarbha today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.